Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy. Truly, Abba and the Lord are Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who will provide. I'm very touched since the creation of man. God is well prepared for us. He prepared the Garden of Eden. He prepared the garments of skin when man failed. He also prepared a lamb for Abraham when he offered Isaac. God prepared a body for the Lord. So he came as a man to be our salvation. Can you see they were full of providence of God in the history of man? All are the providence of love. Rightly, we shall shout for joy. We are the target of his providence. God has prepared all things for our appearance, in order for us to return to his bosom, into the depth of his heart, for us to be the closest and the nearest with the Trinity God since the beginning of his love dream. He's done with all his preparation. He has finished it all. Let us shout for joy. We are the leads of love in God's heart. We are his eternal love dream, his matchless love, his darling forever. There is no other love dream. We are the ultimate love plan of God. Brothers and sisters, let us shout for joy. Shall we sing a new hymn? It's not yet published in God's family hymnals. The name of this hymn is, He is the Lord Will Provide. Shall we sing this song? We will sing with the melody of Perfect Salvation.
He is the Lord will provide, his providence touches my heart. A body has prepared for his son, the lamb was prepared for me. The Lord prepares for us a love feast in remembrance of him. He went to prepare a place for me, the fairest home eternally. The Lord prepared the bountiful life and eternity for us. He prepares a table in wilderness, the banquets before my foes. The Lord's prepared for us a love feast, in remembrance of him. My home, New Jerusalem, the fairest home eternally.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 32 to 41 and verse 50 to 52. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed there, "If it were possible, the hour might pass from him." And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came to the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." Verse 50 to 52. and they all left him in fret. And a young man followed him, with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and went away naked. The Gospel according to Mark chapter 14 is relatively long. Thus, I have divided into two parts to share with you. I'd like to meditate with you on the darkest nights the Lord experienced in Gethsemane. The whole chapter 14 can be divided into four paragraphs. In verse 1 mentioned, Passover took place in 2 days' time. Hence, the first paragraph spoke of the Lord prepared to be crucified on a cross for the sins of man. He would be the Lamb of Passover. Yesterday, I shared that Mary offered ointment to the Lord in the first part. Since Mary saw that the Lord Jesus was going to die, be buried, and be resurrected. Hence, she offered ointment to anoint the Lord. It was as if she saw the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God. In verse 10 to 11 of the first paragraph speaks of Judas, the disciple who betrayed the Lord, and he thought of betraying the Lord. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought an opportunity to betray him. Judah tried to find a way to betray Jesus. I wonder if it was on the night when Mary offered ointment, which could be sold for 300 denarii, that stimulated his heart. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus was getting closer and closer. In the first part, in verse 12 to 16, that's when the Lord Jesus commanded his disciples to prepare the feast of Passover. As we can see, the Lord was determined to die for us. The second paragraph of this chapter starts from verse 17 to 25. It was the evening of Passover. To have the feast of Passover, which was the Last Supper, and as well as the Lord's Supper. How precious! In verse 22 to 24, it mentioned, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. At the Last Supper, Jesus used bread to represent his body, which he was willing to break. He also used the grape juice in a cup to represent his blood, which he was willing to pour out for many people. He made the new covenant in order for us to be blessed. This action also expressed the determination of the Lord Jesus to be crucified for us. The Lord Jesus wants us to remember him always. And this is also the meaning of the bread-breaking meetings we have weekly. The third paragraph of this chapter is from verse 26 to 52. The Lord Jesus went with his disciples to a place named Gethsemane after the feast. The Lord Jesus encountered a fierce battle on that night. He needed to pray. The Lord Jesus hoped that his disciples would be watchful and pray, for it was not only he had to face a battle. Disciples also had to face the Greek trials. They should also need to watch and pray. Unfortunately, they fell asleep. Hence, in verse 50 mentioned, and they all left him and fled. But I wonder if these disciples didn't fall asleep, but were watchful and prayed like the Lord. Would the ending be the same? Of course, we can't turn back the clock. But it is a lesson for us that prayer is very important. Your choice and mine at this moment will affect eternity. It affects the consequences of our lives. Let's take some time to meditate on verse 32 to 41. This was the prayer of the Lord Jesus in Gethsemane. After his prayers, people came to arrest Jesus and the disciples were also scattered. What I noticed here was an episode from verse 50 to 52. A young man appeared who was not mentioned in other Gospels. It is exclusively recorded in the Gospel according to Mark and it is worthy for our attention. Hear it mentioned, and it all left him and fled, and the young men follow him, with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and went away naked. Some people think that this man was Mark, who was the author of the gospel according to Mark. Whether he was Mark or not, this young man was worthy of our appreciation. He probably heard that someone had captured Jesus. He was in a hurry that he couldn't put on his shirt. With a piece of linen, and off he went to take a look. Yet he was discovered, and those people trace him and seize him. So he left the linen cloth and fled away naked. The disciples at that time had already escaped, but these young men still followed Jesus. Truly, he had great courage, though there was nothing he could do, and he escaped in the end. But it's very precious to him, and I guess the Lord appreciates him very much, for he had a youthful heart. A young heart can really go forward for the Lord bravely. May your heart and mind be forever young towards the Lord and full of enthusiasm throughout our lives. The last paragraph of this chapter, which is the fourth paragraph, from verse 53 to verse 72, speaks of the Lord Jesus being arrested. He was questioned and humiliated. I can say the Lamb of God was completely rejected. Even Peter, his disciples denied him three times, who denied him with a curse and an oath. Hence, it was the darkest night written in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 14. Let us come back to see the prayer in Gethsemane from verse 32 to verse 41. I would like to share some of my impressions with you from this passage. Firstly, the prayer of the Lord Jesus was special, for it was very different from his prayer in the wilderness or praying alone at night in the past. The Lord Jesus was praying for he would face a very stressful situation. I believe the devil must have done a lot of work in behind. Definitely, he would attack the Lord. In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 22, it mentioned, Jesus met Judas after praying in Gethsemane. He saw those who came to take him. Jesus said, "But this is your hour, and the power of darkness." The darkness mentioned is the power of darkness. The darkness means the power of the devils and evil spirits. As you can imagine, the devil make an all-out effort to the Lord Jesus on that night. The gospel books mention that when the Lord Jesus began to preach, he had a head-on confrontation with the devil. He was tempted by the devil 40 days and nights in the wilderness. The Lord won in the end. He defeated the devil. The Lord used the words of God to deal with the temptation from the devil. What about this time? This time the Lord Jesus experienced fear, sadness, grief, and almost death. The Lord Jesus experienced spiritual attacks. How did he overcome them? That's right, it's the prayer. He trusts in God. He was determined to listen to the words of God, and that's how he won the victory. So after praying three times, as you can see, although the Lord Jesus was arrested, questioned, and beaten by others, he could face everything with dignity and glory. Instead of being threatened and sad, the glory of Son of God was revealed in every aspect. Truly, he is the King who has triumphed. He even said it's finished on the cross. He defeated the devil. Brothers and sisters, how did he win? The prayer of Gethsemane teaches us a very, very important spiritual principle. The principle of victory is that we shall pray and we shall trust in God. Even the Lord himself has to pray, not to mention we. Let us come back to the three books of gospel which recorded the situation of the Lord Jesus at that time. In the gospel according to Matthew, said he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." And the gospel according to Mark was written as greatly distressed to describe Jesus' situation at that time. There is the meaning of being in shock in the original scripture. And in the Gospel according to Luke mentioned, Jesus was in agony. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When I read these three Gospels describing the situation of Jesus in Gethsemane, my heart was shaken, for the strong wordings were used. I believe that none of the disciples had ever seen Jesus in such a state before. The Lord was troubled and sorrowful, greatly distressed to the extent that he was in shock. He was in agony, that his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. Have you experienced it before? Can we imagine how painful and terrible the Lord Jesus was at that time? We know that the Lord Jesus definitely has a clear conscience. He didn't commit a single sin, and he was not afraid to be judged. The Lord Jesus mentioned his death and also his resurrection from the dead on the third day. He was full of assurance, and he also advised his disciples and advised us not to be afraid, but to believe. So what was the Lord Jesus afraid of? Why was the Lord Jesus so sad and terrified in Gethsemane? There is only one reasonable answer. The suffering of the Lord Jesus was more horrific and unimaginable than any one of us in the world has suffered. And the precious Lord is actually a real man. He is the Son of Man in flesh and blood. He has emotions, feelings, and humanity as well. He has the normal reactions of man. It's like we know the Lord is in our hearts. We know God is with us. We're confident that the Lord will help us. But when it comes to a big event, the moment I take the first step, I always feel nervous and scared. It is normal to have psychological and physiological reactions, for we are human. We have a body. Just like every time I have to preach the gospel to many people, I always feel nervous. Not that I lack in faith, but it is a normal reaction. And this reaction is a great help to me, for it is a reminder for me to pray and trust in God. Remember, if there are greater difficulties in front of us, it is normal for us to feel sad and scared. Yet, we shall pray and trust in the Lord like him. Then our hearts will be calm and peaceful. So we will have the wisdom and courage to face everything, for he will give us strength. In the same way, that's how the Lord Jesus faced the darkest night in the universe. Brothers and sisters, we will not be higher or smarter than the Lord. We shall pray and watch and trust in him always. After our prayers, we can face all things boastfully and gloriously as the Lord. We are more than conquerors. Have you seen how the Lord reacted when people came to catch the Lord Jesus after he prayed? The Lord Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him, and when out, he talked to them. Whom do you seek? When Jesus said to them, I'm he, they drew back and fell to the ground. You can read chapter 18 of the Gospel according to John. Even when the Lord Jesus was in front of Pilate, he frankly admits that he was the king. For this purpose he was born. He was not afraid. He was not flinched. Truly, the Lord Jesus is the King of glory. Lastly, I have a question for you which I have thought about. What is the reason why the Lord Jesus prayed in Gethsemane? Why didn't he stay at the supper place to pray? It is said that the place where he had dinner was called Mark's house, where it was a place suitable for gatherings. It was also a place where the disciples prayed. Definitely, it was a place suitable for gathering and praying. It was a place where the two appearances of the Lord Jesus after his resurrection. The disciples also gathered there during the Pentecost. It should be nice to stay in a room to pray at night after dinner. It was more time-saving without being too high-profile. Then, why did the Lord Jesus choose to pray in Gethsemane? You can leave a message for me and write down your opinion. That's all for my sharing. I'd like you to have some time to draw close to the Lord. This is your most precious moment with the Lord, and it is the happiest moment. May the Lord bless you.